This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia declared Tuesday it has launched its new offensive for control of eastern Ukraine with the bombardment of targets across the Donbas region. But Ukraine said it is defending the territory and repulsing some of the initial attacks. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced Tuesday another phase of this operation is starting now, and that Moscow's goal is the complete liberation of the Donetsk and Luhansk territories in the east. The governor of Luhansk said the city of Kramina is now under control of Russian forces, which could allow Russia to advance to the regional capital of Kramatorsk. But Ukraine said it has repulsed seven different Russian attacks in several battles, destroying 10 tanks and 18 armored units. Meanwhile, Ukrainians throughout their country have started new lives, displaced by the fighting in their hometowns. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Even Western Ukraine, many Ukrainians who came from all other parts of their country find shelter in a Soviet-era apartment block. Kyiv resident and mom of two, Marta Kopan, describes the day her life changed forever.
My elder one came into our room and told me, "Mommy, mommy, I am so frightened. There is some horrible sounds around."
In Donetsk, as Russia carry out a new phase of the war, intensifying fighting on the eastern front, the elderly and dying are carried out of a hospice. A frail old man clings to the two men carrying him onto a bus that will take him to safer ground. Meanwhile, in Mariupol, the fighting continues. Mariupol resident Irina Korolyova describes the moment a young mother was killed. She was killed together with her child in front of the eyes of my friends with a little child. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony